You're listening to SBS News.
Five former students from Brighton Secondary College say their time at the school was a harrowing one. They say they were forced to endure persistent racial abuse, assaults, widespread swastika graffiti, and a normalised culture of anti-Semitism. The students are suing two teachers, the principal, and the state of Victoria over their treatment at the state school in Melbourne's Bayside area. Their barrister Adam Butt has told the federal court the school failed to protect the boys.
This is a very significant case. It involves children. It involves children from a minority background. It's a very significant case for the Jewish community and a very significant case for reasonable members of the community.
The students are accusing the school's principal, Richard Minnack, of endorsing his own Nazi father during assembly and at least once referring to Jews as evil and subhuman. The court heard four of the five students were forced to leave the school prematurely because of the alleged racial abuse and discrimination they experienced in the 8 years between 2013 and 2020.
This is a very long period of time, and what we have here is a consistency and escalation of anti-Semitic conduct over that period.
In its opening address to the court, defence counsel said the teachers and principal denied the allegations against them. Mr. Minnack has previously defended using strong language, saying it was to call out racial bigotry. But in a written statement, the school did accept there were some incidents of intolerance over the 8 year period in question.
These acts included some acts of anti-Semitism, but also included acts concerning physical appearance, sexual orientation, and other attributes. To the best of the principal and teacher's knowledge, the anti-Semitic acts were small in number and done by a small number of students.
Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Dr. Davir Abramovich says there has been an explosion in anti-Semitism in schools generally.
And this is a problem that can't be brushed aside or ignored, because the last thing we want is to get to a stage whereby Jewish students will have to hide their Jewish identity in order to avoid being targeted, bullied, intimidated, and harassed simply for being who they are.
The case continues. Gareth Borum, SBS News.